We continue our learning Leila Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishem Tav Yaakov ben Pinchas Leila. We're in the Darim Perik Yud Mishnah Dalet. At the beginning of the Perik, we learned that Narama Orasa, the father and the husband, who is the Oras, could do Hafaras Nedarim Beshutfus in partnership. They both have to be engaged in the Hafar in order to cancel, to annul the vows of this woman of the Arusa. We also said that a Baal, cannot be Mefer Bekodmin. A Baal, after Nisuin, cannot do Hafaras Nedarim on Nedarim that she took before Nisuin. An Oris, however, can be Mefer Bekodmin. The Oris has the ability to do Hafaras Nedarim on that which she took before the Erisin, because he does it in partnership with the father. So if you have a case where, let's say, Nara Marasa took a Nedar, and her father and her husband, her Oris, did not hear about the Nedarim, and she enters the Chuppah with those Nedarim, there's no Hafara anymore to those Nedarim, because the father can't be made for them, because once she gets married, she enters the Chuppah, his zuchus, his privilege in doing Hafaras Nedarim has been released, has been uprooted, and the Baal also can't be made for those Nedarim, because the Baal can't be made for Bekodmin. Because of that, the Mishnah is coming to teach us a minog that Talmid Chachamim used to have, where they were concerned about an Arama Rasa, that she'd be leaving the Rishus of the father, entering the Rishus of the husband for Nisuin, that she should not enter with Nedarim, because then they cannot be annulled. So says the Mishnah, Derech Talmid Chachamim, the minog of Talmid Chachamim was the following. Ad shelo haisa vito yotza meetzlo, where was the father? The father's a Talmid Chacham. Before his daughter would leave his jurisdiction, before she would leave his rishus to enter the rishus of the Baal of for chuppah, Omer lo, he would say to her, Kol nedarim shenadar to besoch beisi harehein mufar. All nedarim that you took in my old vows you took in my house are now mufar. Now, you have to remember, the Nedarim are only annulled if the Oris also does Hafaras Nedarim in this similar way before she enters his Rishus for Nisuin, as they're still, when they still have Erisin. And therefore, the Mishnah there says, V'chein HaBaal, Ad Shelo Tikanes the Rishuso. And in order to avoid this problem, along with the father, who's a Talmid Chacham, who would annul any Nedarim before she'd enter the Chuppah, the Baal would do the same before she'd enter the Chuppah, Omer Lo. He would tell his Arusa, Kol Nedarim Shanadarat Ad Shaloti Kansi L'Rishusi Harehein Mufarin. All Nedarim that you took before you were entering my Rishus, before we enter the Chuppah, are now annulled. So, and they would do this for what purpose? Shemi She Tikanes L'Rishuso Eni Achol L'Hafer. Because after Nisuin, the Baal cannot be made for the Nedarim HaKodmin, as we explained. And the father, of course, has no jurisdiction, no authority over her once she enters the chuppah. Some learn from our Mishnah that the father is able to be made for in the nedarim of his daughter, and the Baal, the nedarim of his wife, even if they didn't hear about them, as long as they are ro'u l'shmoa, as long as meaning that they're not deaf, that they're capable of hearing them. Because here, we don't know about any nedarim, but nonetheless, it sounds like they're annulling nedarim, even though they didn't hear them at all. Perek Yod Mishnah Hey. In Maseches Ksuvos Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, we learn the following. Nostim levisula shneimasar chodesh mishatava habal lefarnes esatzma obesula. We give 12 months from the time that the husband tava means like solicits her for marriage, which may mean engagement, it may mean erison, maybe a little bit after erison. For what purpose? Lefarnes esatzma, to prepare herself for the wedding, wedding dress and cosmetics and everything she will need for the wedding, for the marriage. V'lalmana shloshim yom. And for an almana, after what we call tava habal, the Baal solicits her for marriage, we give her 30 days. Higiyaz man velonistu, the Mishnah says in Ksuvas. This is again the fifth parak, second Mishnah. Ochlos mishalo. If the time now arrives for entering the chuppah and they don't get married, so then the husband has, that the Gemara at the beginning of Ksuvas on Daf Beis and Aleph discusses what are the circumstances. It's the husband's fault they're not getting married, the wife's fault they're not getting married, someone got sick, the other reasons. So here the Mishnah there says ochlos mishalo, meaning he now is obligated to give him his onos, as we mentioned earlier in this parak. So we see from here that there are times that a woman can be nizonis from her, get nizonis from her husband, even when they're still erisin, even when, even before they enter the chuppah. And our Mishnah has a machogis tanoim in what the halacha is regarding her husband being mefer nedarim. Because the Gemara assumes kolaha noderes al das bala noderes, meaning that which the Torah says that a husband can annul the nedarim of his wife. The reason for that is because we assume that when a woman who takes a neder, it's al das bala, meaning it's as if she's saying explicitly when she takes a neder that if my husband doesn't want the neder, it shouldn't be a neder, and that gives, and that's why he has the right to annul them. And therefore, the machlokas is if a woman is noderes al das bala, do we assume that that's true once he starts giving her mazonos, he begins to support her? Or that's only where she enters the chuppah, and therefore he, at this point, since she has not entered the chuppah, maybe the husband does not have the right of hafaras nedarim. So the Mishnah here says, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey, Bogeres, Sheshah Hasa Shnei Masar Chodesh. You have a Bogeres. She's a Ma'orasa. She's Birshus Atzma. Her father has no jurisdiction because she's a Bogeres. She's beyond, she's 12 and a half. So the question is now, who it does the husband now, if she's waited 12 months for marriage and the husband's not bringing her into the chuppah and he's now giving her mizonos, does he have the right to do hafaras nedarim? V'almana shloshim yom, and regarding the almana, 30 days. So what's the halacha here? So we mentioned before that one of the mishnayos was lefi, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Rabbi Eliezer that we were talking about. Rabbi Eliezer omer hoi lubala chayv mizonoseha yafer. The husband is now chayv to give him mizonos, even though they haven't entered the chuppah. He therefore has the right to do hafaras nedarim, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, since she's getting him mizonos, she's obviously noderes only al das bala, and therefore he should have the right to annul. V'chachamim omim ein abal mefer ad she tikanis the reshuso. Only when she enters the chuppah is when she enters his reshus, that's when he's able to do hafaras nedarim. We don't assume she's making an edar das bala if she's not yet and has entered the chuppah. Some hold that when it says Ache Tikones L'Rushuso, it doesn't have to be that she physically enters the chuppah. If the father gave his daughter to the Shluchei HaBaal, to the agents of the Baal, that is considered Knisa L'Rushuso as well, even regarding Hafaras Nedarim.